The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Got Evan lightly screening your calls, 844-967-2789. I got Matt Rothschild here for a bit longer. Co-Devlin with me. We'll take a few more calls in just a moment. But Matt, I want to ask you, you wrote an op-ed recently about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the flip-flop of the Hagedorn, and the new ruling on the redistricting maps, the gerrymandered redistricting maps, and now the Republicans got their way.
Yeah,
your thoughts.
Yeah, this was just a disgraceful reversal by Justice Hagedorn, who had said in his first ruling about a month and a half ago that, look, we're going to take Governor Evers' maps, and I applauded him for doing that. And he said one of the reasons we're going to take Governor Evers' maps, well, he followed our instructions better than anybody else. We said least changes, which I thought was a terrible thing, least changes to the maps of 2011, which were rigged ridiculously by the Republicans. But that's what the conservatives, including Hagedorn, said that all the parties to the lawsuit had to do. And then Evers came through with a map that was accomplishing that goal better than even the Republicans did. He beat the Republicans at their own game. And then, of course, the Republicans, being bad losers, cried all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court sent it back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and scolded Hagedorn for writing a decision that didn't adequately explain the ins and outs of the Voting Rights Act, which I don't want to get into right now. And so what happened? Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court had to decide what to do, and they had to decide by last Friday because candidates had to start putting in their nomination papers and had to know what districts they were in. But Hagedorn finally decided to go with his Republican colleagues 4-3 and actually accept the maps that the Republicans had introduced in the legislature that Evers had vetoed. This is a real separation of powers problem, and Justice Kurofsky in her dissent pointed it out. I mean, you can't have the Wisconsin Supreme Court act as though it's a body that can override a governor's veto and just pass the law that the Republicans weren't able to pass themselves in the legislature.
Well, that's an excellent point you make, but and I'm not trying to defend Hagedorn's ruling, not the second one, certainly. But what option did the U.S. Supreme Court leave him when they said, we reject the Evers maps because you've misread the Voting Rights Act?
Well, they left him a lot of options. Actually, they didn't reject the Evers maps. They threw it back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and said, you didn't argue sufficiently or comprehensively about the Voting Rights Act to support.
But you kind of saw this coming when Evers wanted to send more information down, and they said no thanks.
Well, and that no thanks, Hagedorn had to sign on to that no thanks. Otherwise, the liberals would have said, yeah, please send us more. So that was Hagedorn's fault for not allowing Evers to send more information to the Wisconsin Supreme Court that might have said, yeah, here my maps are okay, and here's my here, let me show my work more and give you more argumentation. Or they could have hired an expert. A lot of courts do this during redistricting. Hire an expert, keep the Evers maps except for the Milwaukee area, have your expert draw the remaining districts around Milwaukee and call it a day. But they decided not to do that either. And so I think both the scolding from the Wisconsin Supreme Court and the really sarcastic and snarky criticism he got from his other Republican colleagues on the bench and the lack of time, he just kind of threw up his hands and threw in the towel.
844-967-2789, taking some calls while there's time. Jackie from Milwaukee, say hi to Matt Rothschild.
Hi.
Hey, Jackie.
I'm going back a little bit because I heard you talk about Bernie. And I'm probably on the wrong topic now.
That's fine.
It's okay. We're just talking here, Jackie.
Okay. I would love to see Bernie run again. I thought he'd be all burnt out by now, but he's not. And if he had, like, a female VP, he had a lot of votes. You know, we kind of did him in. The people, they didn't want him. Nobody wanted him, but the people did. About the Supreme Court, yeah, Wisconsin Supreme Court's a joke. I don't know. I don't even want to live in this state anymore. It's just so... it's just getting destroyed. Republicans are running everything, and they're taking everything down. I mean, really.
Jackie, here's the good news. We could actually do something about the Wisconsin Supreme Court next spring. We can change the balance of the court for the better in next spring. And the last time this opportunity presented itself, was the Lisa Neubauer Hagedorn race. So we don't like Hagedorn's ruling in this case. I think he's shown himself to be something of a judicial independent. Certainly he's no Dan Kelly, who was the last Republican to lose overwhelmingly to Kurovsky. But let's not forget, Hagedorn only won his seat by 5,600 votes. That's the whole margin of the 4-3 Wisconsin Supreme Court. And next spring, we get a crack, I believe it's at Rogensack.
Rogensack's retiring, so the whole balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is up for grabs next spring.
Really?
And no incumbent.
Oh, my gosh. So, no incumbent. So, there needs to be somebody running against him?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a good...
Okay, so how do you find that?
I'm sure there'll be a good, very well-qualified jurist who's going to run with some progressive credentials. And I don't know who's going to run on the other side, but I've got a hint that it might be...
Who do you think it's going to be?
It might be the guy who's running the circus that's never going to leave town.
Oh, you think Gableman's going to run again?
Gableman may run again.
Oh,
God. Well, thanks for the tip, because I can't wait to tell everybody, because this has got to change. This is getting ridiculous. People laugh at me. When I'm talking about people in other states, they laugh at the conditions here. It's just so ridiculous. And so, you know, Republicans, they just follow everything one Republican says. They all do the same thing, which is good for them in a way. At least Dems have a little bit of critical thinking, so that's not why we all go the same direction all the time, but we use our brain, you know? So,
sorry to cut you short, Jackie. I want to get to a few more calls, but yeah. But unfortunately, with the Democrats, it's herding cats. 844-967-2789. Another one from Milwaukee. PT, welcome back, PT. Say hi to Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, PT. Thanks for calling.
It was very interesting listening to Mel Barnes and the associate there talk about what the options are. And I think we do have some options. It's just not going to happen before the elections. But getting to Hagedorn, I think Hagedorn demonstrated his incompetence in sitting down and writing out a full explanation why the Evers maps and why they expanded those black districts. Instead, he took the lazy man's way out and he said, oh, help me, dear justices, you know, and he went on their side. And they could have done this 2 weeks ago. Instead, they waited to the last day. It's disgraceful, and it showed his incompetence or his laziness and or his guts, really, in standing up for those Evers maps.
PT, I agree with you that he just kind of had a failing of guts, of courage here. I mean, he dilly-dallied around the whole, all the conservatives there, waited and waited and waited for their decision two times here. But, you know, it's not over. I do think it's possible to sue under the Voting Rights Act to say that these maps violate the Voting Rights Act. And as Trudy was suggesting, if there's a different composition of the Wisconsin Supreme Court after next spring, we can bring the case back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and get better maps.
Yeah, but theoretically, even with the changing of the court's balance, that in paneling to the court doesn't happen until like end of July. In probability, if you're going to sue over these maps, A, you're going to miss this elective cycle, and B,